Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
I understand you might miss the big event this year?
Well,
miss the big event?
It depends on which big event you're talking about.
Because well, the Catholic Radio Golf.
Oh, yes, you're right.
For what, like a daughter's wedding?
A daughter's wedding. No, I know. My first and oldest daughter is getting married, and that is the week. That is 3 days before the, yeah. And everyone's coming into town on either Tuesday or Wednesday. So, yes. Right. Oh, however, it was tough because that is a pretty, our golf outing.
It's a fun event. It really is. Last year we had, I think, like 138 golfers or something like that. And it was great. We just had fun all day long. We have beverage carts constantly cruising the course and mass at 11 o'clock, lunch, shotgun start, then dinner and prizes, and wow, it's just fun.
Do you know, it is such an enjoyable event. I don't feel, and maybe that's because I don't participate so much in putting, I don't feel the pressure on that day that we do for our dinner, putting our dinner together. That's just a fun day.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Let me give you the date before we forget all about it. Is May 23rd, mark that on your calendar, May 23rd, Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. Great day, fun day. Right now you can register by calling here the station, 317-870-8400, 317-870-8400. And there's actually a golf committee behind the scene. Barb Brinkman here on our staff works really hard. Patty Zunica, our office manager, works very hard at it. But we also get Steve Champlin in and Larry Kunkel. And I said Steve, who's the other one? Dan Pat.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob Typen, and Sharon Typen. So we get a lot of folks involved in it, and it is a big event. I really hope you'll come out and have some fun, golf, and help raise funds for Catholic Radio. It's a fun event, and it does help us a whole bunch raising funds to keep Catholic Radio on the air again. May 23rd begins with Mass at 11, I think lunch at 11:30, and shotgun starts somewhere around noon, and hours of fun.
And, you know, we take care of you all day long. It's once you pay the entry fee, we ride around in a golf cart and with beverages and snacks all day long. So we have a wonderful lunch, ends with a dinner, and in the middle we have beverages, both adult beverages and snacks all day long.
One of those vacations. It's all inclusive.
I like that. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Mark Erdosian. He is from Marian University. He's the executive director of the San Damiano Scholars Program for Church Leadership. And he's also, we should have a drum roll or something like that, Jim, chair of the National Association for Lay Ministry. And that is actually what we're going to be talking about today, because big goings on in June. God bless you and welcome, Mark.
It's good to be back, MJ and Jim. And yeah, big things happening here.
Big.
Our 41st annual NALM conference hosted by the Archdiocese of Indianapolis comes back home again in Indiana.
And an awful lot of acronyms that start with N are national, and that's what
national.
This is.
It is national.
You know, in Indianapolis, we were talking about this a little off air because I didn't realize it had been here before a couple times. But now, downtown Indianapolis, I mean, it is, it is a wonderful place to hold conventions, to hold associations like this annual meet. I mean, downtown is almost unrecognizable if you compare it to 10, 15 years ago.
Indianapolis does a phenomenal job of hosting conferences. And,
oh my.
And they've been a wonderful partner to work with, and especially the Archdiocese of Indianapolis that's hosting us. And Deacon Mike Braun and all the work that he's doing behind the scenes have just done a phenomenal job. And it was an easy decision for the National Association for Lay Ministry to return return to Indianapolis because of our previous experiences in 1993 and 2011 here. It was an easy return.
And, you know, this time of year, of course, in June, right now, as we're talking right now, it could snow next week. but not in June. Probably
June,
not
we should
in,
be June, pretty, June, we pretty should safe. Be
pretty safe. Hey, Mark, before we get into all of this, I know some of our listeners will remember you from being not only a guest during radiothons, but other Faith in Actions. But tell us a little bit about you, your family, your little Angel Muffins, your wife, what parish you belong
to. Sure, yeah. So my wife, Tracy, and I are parishioners at Little Flower on the east side of Indianapolis. Sure. She teaches preschool there. And then we have two beautiful daughters, a sixth grader, Anna, and then a third grader, Kate. So we are happy to be parishioners and very active parishioners at Little Flower. But, you know, if you're a teacher in a school, everybody knows you.
Well, God bless you. And if you work at Marion University, everybody knows you.
And everybody knows you. Yeah, especially at Marion University.
Okay, so National Association for Lay Ministry. Hard to believe they've been around for 40 years.
Wow.
And going in the 40, that's hard to believe.
Hard to believe. We're celebrating this year. Celebrates our 40th anniversary of existence.
But
you know that puts it back fairly close to Vatican II.
Well, post-Vatican II,
which is where it all started. Before Vatican II, there was very little lay participation.
Amen.
I mean, the priests used to hire the person that mowed the grass or mowed the grass himself. You know, nowadays, not so much, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, the parishes have gotten a lot bigger, and the priests have gotten a lot fewer, so they've got a lot of other things to do. I don't mean to put that, you know, down at all, but lay people involved before was, you know, kind of the housekeeper and the receptionist, you know, that was about it.
Maybe a janitor, you know, a janitor, you know, maybe they would remove the snow, but boy, since Vatican II, there have been an explosion of the number of lay ministers in the United States. Today, they say that there's over 40,000 lay ministers.
Wow. Okay, so let's define that. What is a lay minister? What's the definition? Church definition?
Oh my gosh.
Definition of a lay minister.
I'm going to get in trouble here because I won't get it totally accurate. But it's ministry on behalf of the church that is done by lay people, mm-hmm. and has to be recognized by the church, and that is understood as either the local ordinary, so in our case, in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, it would be the local archbishop, or if you're in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, you know, it would be Bishop Doherty, mm-hmm. Or the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so we're talking Eucharistic ministers.
Eucharistic
we're
ministers.
Talking about
lectors. Cantors. Catechist.
Oh, there
okay,
you go.
Okay, so they don't have to go through a lay. There is a lay ministry program, that certification, but they don't have to. Is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Okay. And within the field of lay ministry, there are the so-called professional lay ministers, the people who are called or who hear a call by God, or in many cases by a pastor who says, you know, you'd be a really good youth minister, and we'd really like to expand into the field of youth ministry, and you've just got some real gifts in that area. The person begins discerning or praying about it, and then lo and behold, they start as a volunteer and then move into a paid position. But it also includes the volunteer. So again, your Eucharistic ministers, lectors, cantors, catechists,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. RCIA, right. Chaplains. So a lot of times you'll see chaplains, lay chaplains in hospitals, and even chaplains who are ministering in prisons, mm-hmm. are lay ministers.
Okay, so when we talk about the National Association for Lay Ministry, we're not only talking about all the people you just described,
all the professional people, but also all the volunteers,
all the volunteers too. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Mark Erdosi. He is from Marion University and the chair of the National Association for Lay Ministry. He is also the executive director of the San Damiano Scholars Program. I love that for church leadership. I love that program. What a wonderful program that is.
It's an intentional program to recruit, educate, and form college students for leadership in faith-based institutions. We are the premier program for that in the United States.
Wow, that's incredible.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, really, this actually works together, actually. I mean, this is kind of a perfect little...
It is.
You know,
it really is.
Tapestry. Okay, so many questions. Let's start. Let's start with, first of all, when this is. We will mention this again after our break. But when is this coming up? And who are you reaching? I mean, we just said all those people, but are all those people, all those categories that you just mentioned, welcome to come to this?
Absolutely. They are all welcome. They are all welcome to come. And I won't burden the listeners with me trying to sing all are welcome, because I would just go off key. But anyway, the 41st annual conference is being held at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Indianapolis, and the conference starts on June the 1st through the 3rd, and then on May 31st through June 1st we have a pre-conference, and so we have a pre-conference where we are actually looking at our national standards and competencies for lay ecclesial ministry. So these would be for the professionals to review them and to revise them. But one of the other unique things that we're doing this year is, and if you're a parish business manager, please come to our 41st annual conference. We're going to begin writing the competencies and the standards for parish business managers. So when the organization began 40 plus years ago, we didn't have the ministry of parish business manager.
Mm-hmm.
No. Sure,
because Father did it.
Sure,
right,
absolutely.
Or
it, right.
You know, there was, you know, we a parish might have hired a bookkeeper, and as sure. parishes have grown, there has been a need to hire a person that has the skill set that is able to do the financial piece, but in many cases, to also, you know, to take care of the buildings and the grounds.
Sure,
they always joke that a pastoral, you know, no two pastoral associates have the same job description, and you could say that about parish business managers because it really does vary from parish business manager to parish business manager. But so we would have standards for pastoral associates, for catechists, for musicians, for parish life coordinators. And now we want to begin writing the standards and the competencies for the parish business managers. So we certainly want to welcome all of the parish business managers who are in the central Indiana mm-hmm. area and are listening to this good program to join us.
To come. And you know, it's interesting, the more we have lay ministers in all the capacities that you mentioned, the more we free up our priests to do the work of their vocation that they're called to. Mm-hmm. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Do you struggle with an abortion from your past? Since no one talks about it, you may think you're the only one hurting from that poor choice. Because of shame, you may have kept it a secret for years. Maybe you have even confessed the sin repeatedly, but still can't forgive yourself. That's the most difficult obstacle to healing, but God loves you, and He wants to heal your hidden hurts. Healing Hidden Hurts is a Christ-centered nonprofit organization that offers compassion and hope for women who are ready to face the pain of their past choices. Debbie Miller offers a 10-step recovery program free to women. For confidential and individual care in a comfortable and private setting, call 317-490-1267 or watch their testimony videos online at healinghiddenhurts.org. That's 317-490-1267. Healing Hidden Hurts, giving love, offering hope, and healing hurts through the grace of God, one woman at a time.
I've got the spirit.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Barbara McWiggin, host of The Good Fight here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, and you can join me for Cresta in the Afternoon here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The best of EWTN plus great local programming. That's what you get when you support Catholic Radio Indy.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
The Great Lakes Gabriel Project is an ever-growing Christian-based network of church volunteers standing together in their commitment to offer assistance to women and families facing difficult or unplanned pregnancies.
I'm Eileen Hartman with Great Lakes Gabriel Project. If you're interested in volunteering to help this life-affirming effort, please go to our website, goangels.org, for more information.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Mark Erdosi. He is from Marion University. He's the executive director of the San Damiano Scholars Program for Church Leadership. He's also the chair of the National Association for Lay Ministry, which we're talking about today and is actually the huge event coming, the conference in June.
How many members would the association have, roughly?
We have borderline 700 members, and it's not only within the United States, but we also do have some members in Canada and Australia.
Wow, very good.
And Australia.
And
how many do you expect to show up for this particular event?
We will see upwards to 150 to 200.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what, because you have lots and lots of workshops, lots of presenters, and actually you would need it because your scope is huge. I mean, what you're talking about, an RCIA teacher or someone who is helping with the finances, you know, on the church level in a executive capacity or administrative capacity, you need to address quite a varying, array of topics. So we've already talked a little bit about who they serve, but what kind of presenters are you going to have? Tell us a few of the workshop titles.
Yeah, so our two, I'll start with the two keynotes, and then I'll work to the pre-conference people and then highlight two area people from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis that are presenting workshops. So our opening keynote on Thursday, June the 1st, is Father Ricky Manolo, who is a polished priest. He is a liturgist, a composer, and he's an all-around wonderful human being. He was a keynote speaker for NPM, the National Association for Pastoral Musicians, here in Indianapolis a couple of years ago, and he does a wonderful job of blending theology, music, and his own background.
Oh,
he's Filipino, and so he brings all of that. He brings all of that with
him. Where's
he
from? Because that sounds familiar. Like we've talked to him before.
Yeah, it's possible. He is currently out in California.
Yeah.
At a university there, he's a liturgy professor at a university out west, and then our closing keynote is none other than Carrie Robinson, who was the founding executive director of the Leadership Roundtable.
Oh, sure.
Carrie has traveled the world, and has also been to the Vatican. You might remember this. A couple of years ago, Pope Francis invited a group of women in just to listen to them about their experience of church leadership. Carrie Robinson was one of the women that was invited from around the world to come in and to share with the Vatican their experiences of leadership. Wow. And so she is going to be our closing keynote. Our pre-conference institute, we have, if we had a Mount Rushmore formation directors, these five, I'm pretty
We've
sure
got
that
it right here. Got it covered.
These five would certainly be on that. Dr. Harry Dudley, who now works at the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, who also worked in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, is going to be one of the presenters for the pre-conference. Dr. Zini Fox, who is a liturgist and has probably been one of the foremost theologians in the area of lay ministry, is going to be here. And she was on the faculty at Seton Hall. Dr. Marty Jewell, who's on the faculty at the University of Dallas, who was the director of the Emerging Models Campaign, which was a $2 million project that Lilly funded through the NALM. And Marty was the director of that, but she is also from the Archdiocese of Louisville. Father Joe Merkt, who is a priest of the Archdiocese of Louisville, who is, if I could borrow a Star Wars, he's Yoda. I mean,
Yoda, I love it. I love it.
And both Marty and Father Joe helped write the original standards for lay ecclesial ministry in the early 90s. And then our last person on the for the pre-conference is Dr. Jean Marie Weber, who teaches up on the faculty at Cardinal Stritch up in Milwaukee and has done a number of things. She All five of them have received numerous awards from numerous lay organizations for their contribution and support and promotion of lay ministry.
You know, I'm wondering, Mark, as I'm listening to you, if someone is interested, listeners, and I'm sure you are, I'm sure because we have a lot of listeners that are very involved in their parish at the parish level, would we go to our parish and say to our pastor, hey, where do I sign up for the group that's going from St. Simon's? Because I'm sure that each parish would want to take 20 people,
absolutely.
30 people.
Absolutely. You know, talk to your parish priest, talk to, you know, a pastoral associate in your parish, and tell them, I'd like to attend the NALM conference mm-hmm. this June. Can we go as a parish?
Yeah.
And then you can always go to our website, the www.nalm.org, and you can register. I would say this, that members receive a discount. So if you want to save yourself on the registration, register as a member, and then you get the member discount.
Amen. Ah, amen. Right. Okay, so what kind of money are we talking about? Because this is a several-day conference.
It is. So what we have priced it at right now is $399 is for the pre-conference and the conference registration. And I realize that a number of people around here may only be interested in going to the actual conference. And so the annual price, or the for just the conference price, my mind just went blank, is $299.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, $349. So if you're not a member of NALM, you can come to just the conference at the cost of $349. Mm-hmm. If you want to come as a member, that cost is $299.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
Where is this all going to be held?
Yeah, it's downtown at the Hyatt Regency downtown.
All right.
And if you look at, I mean, if you go to the website, incredible resources available at the website. Not only have they taken each presenter and kind of given a little bio, but given a little kind of a thumbnail sketch, really, of each presenter, the workshops, the bios, the mission, the values. I mean, whoever put your website together, Mike, there's a wealth of information.
Well, I'll communicate that to him. Thank you.
You know, that sounds like...
I mean, incredible. I started going through this, I think there's... and started printing, and I thought, this is ridiculous. It's just to kind of scroll through, because it's a wonderful website.
That might be a good tactic if you're going to approach your pastor and say, gee, this thing's coming up. You know, are we going to have some representatives here? Might be a good idea to go to the website first, print out a few things, and take those with you to the pastor, just in the event that, you know, they may know that it's coming, or they may not know about it at all. But if you can put something concrete in front of them and say, here, this is coming. Yeah. Here's who the speaker is going to be. Here's how our parish can benefit by sending somebody. Send me.
Well, Mark, and by the way, we're chatting today with Mark Erdosi, and he is from Marian University, Executive Director of the San Damiano Scholars Program for church leadership, and of course, chair of the National Association for Lay Ministry. You know, you mentioned that there was a price break for members. So what does one have to do? Because I'm involved in several of the things you said at my church, but I'm not a member of the National Association for Lay Ministry.
We can take care of that for you today. Registration of $95.
$95. And then do you get do I get your little monthly newsletter?
You get monthly newsletter. It's called the News and Notes. It usually goes out right around the first week of the month. And there's several other benefits. We had, you know, lots of research materials, you know, again, would really probably be geared towards more of the professional. But there's all kinds of other stuff on the website that once you become a member, behind the member website, that you can access, you know, that can further you along in your own growth as a person, as a minister. And then, you know, also other materials, research materials that if you're really looking for, you know, more in-depth, those materials are
I could see someone in one of the positions that you talked about kind of wondering, gee, I'm doing my job at the parish here, but I wonder what else I could do, or I wonder what other people who have this similar job at other places are doing. That's a great you know, resource.
You know, what have they done? I'll give you an example of that. We have behind the membership website, there is a resource. So if you want to induct or bless lay ministers, Eucharistic ministers, and you have a large Hispanic population, we actually have a blessing in English and in Spanish, French, Swahili, I don't know. There's about
we need Burmese now here. Actually, it is.
And the materials that we're using from that come from the Diocese of Brooklyn in New York, because they have such a diverse population in their diocese. So they've got a lot of materials in a lot of different languages that have that they have lent to NALM and that we make available to our members.
Okay, registration. Maybe we should give the website one more time. We just have a couple minutes left. So registration cost website. And do you get a break? Are you cutting it off at a certain time or for registration?
Absolutely. So you can go to the NALM website. That's www.nalm.org. And you can follow the links to the registration page. Again, if you're not a member, the cost is $349 just for the conference. If you are a member, it's $299 just for the conference. The cutoff will accept a day of registration.
Oh, my goodness.
As the chairperson of the board, we'd like to see you register before then so that we can make sure that we have enough food.
Sure.
Because meals are included. All of your meals are included with that $349 registration.
I was going to ask you if there's a maximum number you can accept, but apparently not.
Yeah. So, no. We'll take as many people.
Well, you've got a big facility
there. We have a big facility. And, again, the Hyatt has been a very good partner with us. I can guarantee this. It'll be good food.
Well, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, I would suggest maybe that you rewind to go to the podcast, listen to this, but go to your pastoral associate or your pastor, and if you haven't heard of this, if this has not come across your radar in any business meetings that you've had at your parish, approach your pastor, approach your pastoral associate, and maybe take a group of people from your parish, because this will benefit all of us in the long run if we free up our priests to do the things they were ordained for and take away the, I don't want to say the minutiae of everything else, but that's what we're there for. That's what, you know, that's what we're called to do and the Holy Father has asked us to do. So, Marco Dossi, I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What would you like to toss out there?
Join us in Indianapolis this June the 1st through the 3rd for Joy on the Journey, Serve, Collaborate, and Dream. We're at the Hyatt Regency downtown Indianapolis, and you can get more information at nalm.org.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.